have a simple message this morning that is so key, though, to life and spiritual prosperity. I'd like to write the title on the board. Written on the board, without reserve, desire and interest in your prayers this morning and your attention, that the Lord would bless our time together. We as human beings, we as people, we like to feel a sense of belonging. We like to be a part of, rather than feeling unwillingly excluded. We as people don't like to feel separated out by other people. Often, sometimes we're happy to separate ourselves, but often we're not. It doesn't feel good to be separated out by other people. We don't want to feel like we haven't been considered, or that we're not wanted. When we've probably all felt some of these things at different points and times of life. We want to feel connected, at least in a way that's comfortable for us. And we all have different needs. Being included and a part of takes on different forms for different people on what we're comfortable with. Yet, I believe we're created, and most of us have a desire to want to feel a part of. Yet, every day, there are people that feel alone, and people feel isolated. Sometimes people feel like they are on their own with circumstances in life that we face for various reasons. Sometimes we feel like we're on our own because we don't feel like that there's anybody that can help us in the place that we are in life. Maybe not in all areas of life, but maybe there's a part of our lives where we feel like we're on our own. Sometimes you can observe people retreating to a swing at the corner of the playground. Sometimes people retreat to a chair that's separated from the group. Sometimes a room that is less populated. Perhaps more common, people remain yet present with those around them, yet their spirits are in a far-off place. And I think that in life, all of us that are here this morning can relate maybe to the swing at the corner of the playground at some point in our lives, a room that is less populated that we're drawn to. And I think we can probably all know what it feels like when you can have people all around you and yet still feel alone. Sometimes, it is true, sometimes people just need space. Sometimes we withdraw on our own and we go to a mountain apart like Christ did. And that's needful and that's necessary. I'd like to read where a man seemed to have withdrawn to a place of stillness for reasons that I'm not altogether sure of, but there's lessons in it for us. I'd like to consider a passage in the first chapter of John, And the 43rd verse, John 1 and 43, it says, "The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and he findeth Philip, and he said unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there be any good thing that comes out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Well, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee." I'd like to start by noticing what Philip told Nathanael to start with. He came to Nathanael and he said, "Hey, Nathanael, basically, we found the Messiah. Nathanael, the one that we've studied about, the one that we read about in the prophets, the one that we've read about in the scriptures that was foretold that was going to come and deliver us from our enemies and bring us peace. And these Romans that are around us, they're not going to have power over us anymore. We found the Messiah. It's the answer to life." He was excited. And isn't that what we're looking for today too? Isn't that what we want in life more than anything? I've mentioned to you before that in my younger days, I was guilty, and yay, am still guilty of this at times, but I'm growing, where you can begin to think that only if this and this and this were part of my life, I'll have found it. Things I'm talking about. Jobs. Positions. Relationships with people. And we can get in a place where we believe that if we can just have our lives look like this, we'll found it. And people all across the world today are searching to find it. They had read of the one that was going to come and was going to be the answer to all things. We search for that too. I believe we found it. And yet I also believe that there's places in our lives where we're still trying to find that place of peace and understand better what the answer is for this place in my life at this time. I don't think I'm the only one this morning. But Nathanael responded to Philip and he said, I hear what you're saying, Philip, but can anything good come out of Nazareth? I mean, Philip, I know Nazareth. I know the history of it. I know present day Nazareth. And you're telling me that the answer that we've been looking for is going to come out of this. I don't know, Philip. I don't know that anything good can come out of Nazareth. And I wonder today, as we're gathered together here this morning, I wonder how often we have similar questions and doubts regarding situations that we find ourselves in life that are hard. We say, well, I know the verse that says all things work together for good, But can anything good really come of this for me? Isn't that what it often boils down to? Yes, we're concerned about other people, but we're also human. And many times we are faced with things in life that we look at and we have a head knowledge that, yes, the Scripture says that all things work together for good. And yes, there are promises that speak hope to us, but Lord, really, can anything good come out of this for me? And sometimes things that we face in life that touch us personally, that are more than we just didn't get the kind of ice cream that we prefer, or somebody cut us off on the road. Situations in life that touch our lives, where we live, and get to where our hearts are. Sometimes those things can take on forms that almost seem larger than life itself. You been there? And the more we think about it, and the more we chew on it, the bigger it seems to get. Has anybody here ever had a raw oyster? Chewed it up? I'm not talking about a little raw oyster on a half shell that you squirt ketchup on. I'm talking about somebody that walks by with a platter of big old fat raw oysters. You ever tried to put one of those in your mouth? Eat one of those? I did. Once. And you know what happened? I put it in my mouth and I started chewing. That was my first mistake. And the more I chewed, the bigger it got. And the bigger it got, the worse it tasted. And you know what I found in life? Lots of times we're not able to spit out what we'd like to be able to spit out. That's how I have found life to be. Sometimes there are things that are internal to us that we can't just get rid of. And the more we chew on it, the bigger it seems to get, and the worse that it seems to taste. And sometimes we can find ourselves feeling choked off from the pleasant and from the good. We find ourselves where we have an absence of peace and dark uncertainty of what lies ahead. I don't know for sure. I really don't know at all why, but for whatever reason, there was a day that Nathaniel went and spent some time under a tree. And it may have been because he was happy. It may have been because Nathaniel was on cloud 9. And it may have been because the day was beautiful. And he wanted to just go spend some time in the shade under a beautiful tree and reflect on the good of life. Maybe he was wanting to go study the Word of God. Or perhaps it's possible that on that day that he went and he sat under a tree and he withdrew himself because he was feeling the pressure of life. Maybe he didn't know what else to do. I don't know. Maybe it was none of the above. But I can't help but think this morning of times during our own difficulty in life. I can't help but think about those times when we face situations that seem bigger than we are and seem to continue to grow the more we chew on them and get outside of what we think we can handle, that sometimes we withdraw, sometimes literally and sometimes mentally and emotionally, to a place apart that we might put some distance between us for a little while, try to make sense of it. And you know, sometimes it's true that we can feel that we have been disconnected by someone or something from something pleasant that we desired in our lives, and it hurts. That's life. We face these sorts of things throughout the course of life. But I want to reaffirm to each and every person that is here today, none exempt. No one's exempt, lest the enemy comes to you today and says, you have disqualified yourself from this. There is one who knows. There is one who cares. There is one who can do something about the situation that you're in. And He loves you unconditionally. Jesus saw Nathanael coming, and He said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. He knew him. He couldn't say that unless he knew who he was. And Nathanael said unto him, how do you even know who I am? And Jesus answered and said, well, before Philip even called you, before you were even brought into the picture about me even being here, I knew who you were. And I saw where you were. I saw that you were sitting under the fig tree. I noticed you. And I want to say this morning that Jesus sees you too, right where you are. Sometimes when you think you're alone, sometimes when you feel alone, those times when perhaps you feel that there is nowhere to turn because you don't know how you can find an answer to the issue that you're struggling with, Jesus knows and He sees and He's there and He cares. And yet we can wonder, does He know what's going on? Sometimes we can even feel sorry for ourselves. Sometimes we wonder, does the Lord even notice me? But the Lord, the Scripture tells us, noticed Nathanael when he thought he was unnoticed by the Lord. And the Lord looked on Nathanael with love, just as He looks on you with love this morning. And He cares about you as He cared about Nathanael. And I want to tell you this morning that we are not alone when we retreat to our own special little fig trees that we all have, that we go to. I don't have a real fig tree in my backyard. Never had one. But I've retreated to a lot of them, figuratively. And I want you to know that when you get in those places, the Lord is there with you. And He wants to extend His hand of care because He loves you. 1 John 3 and 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, upon you, upon me, that we should be called the sons of God. What a blessed assurance that is to me today. But I'm impressed to take this a little bit farther this morning with an exhortation to us all and to a reminder to myself. The Lord wants you to include Him too. More often and on a more frequent basis than I fear that we often do. It's not just one way. It's not just that we depend on the Lord to seek us out and to see us when we're alone. Yes, the Lord wants to include us, me and you, into what that He has for us, but He wants you to include Him in all areas of our lives, that He might be able to help us prosper and lead us into pastures that are appropriate for the season of life that we're in. Contrary to what the enemy may tell you, you have not experienced all the pasture that the Lord has to be experienced. I think sometimes we can get to the place, I have gotten to the place at times. Perhaps when you feel that you already know what all there is to experience. You already know what pastures are out there. And those pastures that are out there don't satisfy, you think, the need that you have. But I want to say this morning that the Lord has pastures that you have not yet experienced. And there are seasons in life that you're going to experience that you have not yet experienced before. And the Lord has pastures for us to go to that are appropriate for the seasons of life that we face. And He doesn't want us to despair because we don't know what those pastures look like yet in the place of life that we are in. Look, God this morning, Jesus, He is not just concerned about having a log book of your life that has your name and a T-chart with pluses and minuses, and He's just interested in going through life, watching you and saying, that wasn't very good. Oh, there you went again. That wasn't very adequate. Oh, that wasn't bad. That didn't look like the Spirit of Christ. That wasn't what I thought you should be. Well, you did a pretty good job there. So that He could get to the end of the way and just have something to be able to conduct a final evaluation at the end of time so that He knows where to put us, on the right hand or to the left hand. He is interested in the whole of our lives this morning. God loves us. God cares about us. The Lord, He wants to do more than do this remotely. The Lord wants to come and He wants to talk with you. He wants you to talk with Him. He wants to sit down with you. He wants to cry with you. The Lord wants to listen to what you have to say. He wants to hear what's on your heart. The Lord wants to share with you and listen to what your day was and what your struggles was, and he wants to come and He wants to sup with us. The Lord would like to be able to come and say and have your name and say, I love you. Let's talk. And have an open book where He says, let's just talk. Today we have no agenda. I just want you to come to Me. And I want you to be willing and comfortable to spill out how you feel and where your heart is without reserve. Yet, we often choose to walk alone or walk guarded sometimes. I don't know that anybody here this morning says, Lord, I don't want you to be with me today. Lord, I'm planning on going to this fig tree over here, and I would just as soon, Lord Jesus, you stay where you are and I just need space away from you. Probably don't say that out loud. But I believe there are times in life that we walk not including Jesus Christ without reserve. We might walk guarded, Perhaps there are some courses of the meal that we are partaking of in life that we try to handle by ourselves. I think sometimes we're fearful about these things. Sometimes we know these things that are in our lives that we don't like and we're not comfortable with. Sometimes we're fearful about being vulnerable before God, about just opening up ourselves completely, even though we have a head knowledge that He knows everything. And then perhaps, without meaning to, we exclude Jesus on our retreat to our tree of exclusion. Maybe every once in a while we bring in Jesus Christ on a spot basis when we just kind of need Him. Folks, Jesus Christ wants me and He wants you. He wants to be included by you on a continuous basis. I want to reinforce the point that He wants you to include Him without reserve on a continuous basis. He doesn't want us just to retreat and say, well, when the Lord seeks me out, I hope that He does that. I need something from Him. We do, but God wants us to seek Him out too. Not on a piece-by-piece basis. The Lord wants us to come, and He wants us to just open ourselves up. And He doesn't want us to just say, well, the Lord already knows that about my life. He does, but tell Him. He wants you to tell Him. He wants you to talk to Him about it. He wants us to be willing to tell Him about our sins. He wants us to be willing and open, without reserve, to talk to Him about the things that we regret. Not just 5 years ago, the things that we regret about our lives yesterday and 10 minutes ago and currently. The Lord wants us to be willing to open up and say, Lord, I got a problem right here. Lord, I'm facing something that's bigger than I am, and it's me. Lord, I'm facing something in life that's causing me to have feelings that I'm not comfortable with and I don't like and I'm not proud of. Lord, here's the good and the bad and the ugly, and it's me, and I need help. And Lord, I sure would be thankful if You would talk to me about it. The Lord wants us to be, you see what I'm saying, completely open without reserve. Have you ever knocked on somebody's door and they don't know maybe who you are? They looked out the peephole first and they didn't recognize you, and they open up the door this far. And you're trying to have this conversation with somebody through 3 inches, and maybe he's got that chain attached, you know, that they used to put on the old Motel 6 doors. You know, you open them up so far and you peek through and have this conversation. Sometimes, do we do that with Jesus? It's like we want Him to come, and then when He comes, we open up a little ways and we just try to conduct the business we want to conduct, but not everything else. We don't want Him to see the whole thing, the whole room, and then we shut the door. That's a whole lot different than knocking on someone's door and have the door fly open, wide open, and they step backwards and invite you in and welcome you. And that's what Jesus wants us to do today. Without reserve, without holding anything back. Sometimes we are afraid to bring things up that we ourselves are afraid to acknowledge about ourselves. Sometimes we are afraid to open the door of our lives and come to Jesus about those things that we don't want to change in our lives. We know they need to be changed, but we don't want to change them. And so we avoid it. The Lord already knows about it. Come talk to Him about it. Tell Him. Tell Him why you're afraid. Sometimes we might be tempted to feel like that the Lord let us down. You ever felt that? Lord, You passed me by. Lord, I thought You said. Lord, I read this promise. I thought. Bring that to Him. The Lord, He doesn't want to just have a relationship with us that deals with just the pluses and minuses about life that end up on some kind of a logbook that determines our end. The Lord wants to share life with you today. He wants to be a part of you. And we wonder sometimes why we might feel a little discouraged. And we say, well, I don't know of anything that I did wrong. But to what extent are you including Jesus? Maybe you didn't do anything wrong. But to what extent are you including Jesus in your lives? Yes, He sees, and He knows, and He cares, and He sees when we're under those trees, like Nathaniel was. But He wants us to come and open our door wide and without reserve, because that's the only way that He can help us prosper in life, is to get in and to understand, have us open up to Him all areas of our life, not piecemeal it out, because often they're all connected. And the Lord wants us to bring the entire of ourselves to Him. This morning my message is that let's take this practice through life. Let's take it beyond our private prayer life that's maybe a formal time, special time that we have with the Lord. Let's take this throughout the course of the day and make it a focus area. It's often the absence of simple and non-complicated practices that cause the most trouble in life, kind of like oil in a vehicle. It's one of the most simple things that a vehicle has, but if you don't put the oil in it, it destroys. It brings to naught all of the other use of the vehicle. Let's avail ourselves of the thing that has been put within our power to do, and that is to open ourselves up completely and wholly without reserve to Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Lord, folks, the Lord is not wanting us to pursue our own pastures depending on what we think works for us in life. The Lord wants to lead us into the pasture that He knows is good for us, given the place of life that we're in. But for that to happen, we are going to have to be willing to open ourselves up to the Lord. Become vulnerable. Take risk, if you can say it that way, with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I believe that the Lord has some rich, uneaten pastures for you in life that you have not yet before experienced. And He wants to lead you to them, to help you in the place that you're in this morning. Our part is that we have to open up to Him without reserve and hold nothing back. And if we'll do that, and then by faith trust Him to shepherd us through life, the Lord will make good on His promise that He has a good and expected end for each one of us. May the Lord bless these thoughts to your heart, is my prayer this morning. Amen.